Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Going back to my rookie season, I got hurt. I missed a few games. And I felt like sometimes that rookie wall, which is real, when you miss time, and you come back, you're just so rejuvenated, and could, like, silver lining, it could be a good thing, right? Where he got to sit back and learn and watch Coop and actually get his body right and be fresh going into this final stretch. So hopefully we can get him back on that field soon and help us out.
Josh Allen on Keon Coleman. Things are looking good for Coleman and Dalton Kincaid in advance of Bills Lions Sunday 425. Coop. That's the first Coop I've heard.
Same here.
Original Coop. Who's the all-time Coop? D.B. Cooper? Is that the name?
Yeah.
Guy who was like mystery man?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Pat Cooper? Genius comedian? Pat Cooper?
Not familiar.
No? You need to be.
No.
You need to acquaint yourself with Pat Cooper.
Don't tell me what I need.
Cecil Cooper?
We don't know. Honest to God, Cecil Cooper was the first Cooper I thought of when you said it. I should have just said Cecil, but I...
the great Cecil Cooper. Anderson Cooper?
Whoever the hockey equipment manufacturer was named after is the ultimate Gord Cooper.
Gord
Sinclair Cooper. No.
How important will it be, just a sort of a broad prediction here, to resign Cooper? What's that going to sound like? Does it depend on what happens still? If he gets hurt, sorry for doing this way. If like all the information on Cooper you already had, is he a priority? How high a priority is he?
I'm going to say not high. I don't know I don't know how readily available a replacement for him will be, but a key element of him standing out amongst the wide receivers who were thought to be available for trade and turned out were, was that he was on an expiring contract. I don't think I want to... let's see how it goes, and then let's see what it costs. But at 31 years of age, how old will he be?
31 in June.
Okay. So 31 for next season. I don't know. This is the Diggs conversation to an extent. Like, how much further do I want to go? And in this case, we'd be talking about, you know, retaining this player on a new contract, multi-year contract. Is that $25 million a year for him? He's not, like, at the top of the class. But he's a number one wideout. I mean, it's kind of he had a top of market contract when he signed it the last time. I don't think he still belongs there, but still, 25 is not the top of the market in free agent receiver season. It might be $35 million. I mean, I don't know what
it'll
be.
Chase.
Yeah. So I would say buyer beware. Like, I like Cooper. I'm glad he's here, and I expect him to pay off for them to sign. He's going to win the Super Bowl, but he's going to make that happen for them. But I think he should matter for them in these four games in the playoffs. And I want to be careful to not let what happens there. Like, if he just goes off and catches six or seven passes a game in the playoffs and the Bills win the Super Bowl, and then they want to give him a 4-year, $80 million contract, I'm just be like, I don't think that's a great idea. He's 31 years old. Like, thanks.
If that happens, you're going to love it.
Thanks for all of that. Right, because I also wanted, like, all the Red Sox who won the World Series in 04 to be on the team until they died. Like, I was willing to watch them literally die in right field. Trot Nixon, oh, look, he's 65 years old, still out there. Yeah, well, Bulldog wanted it. I don't know. I don't think I'll love it. I want to try to be, you know, smart about this moving forward and not let sentimentality get in the way. It's hard. It's very hard for me. You know how hard that kind of thing is. I'm an emotional dude. You're the numbers. I'm the gut. But I'm not eager to re-sign Cooper.
That'll be fun.
Sitting here right now, I'm not eager for it.
If they win it and that happens, and you'll be all like, this is terrible. And it just fans are just going to line up to throw haymakers. Can't you just enjoy it?
Right. What's wrong with you?
What? Can't you just enjoy this? Why the one so first championship of our lives?
Damaged. I'll be enjoying it. I don't think I want to sign a 31-year-old receiver to a multi-year contract.
Could sound like Watkins sounded, where everybody was just sort of giddy. And you're like, this is terrible. Why did they? This is a terrible idea. What are you trading multiple firsts for a receiver in a great receiver class? Like, oh, can't you just enjoy
with no life? Quarterback? By the way,
well, okay,
yeah.
Well, you know, Cooper is maybe a microcosm of the whole receiver, like the whole mandate for this year, in a way that, well, not, maybe that's not the right way to put it. It's, have we decided yet that the Bills are better off without, you know, a clear wide receiver one? No offense to Shakir. Or even, you know, whatever Cooper is, like, is it already settled that this worked? Not for me, because what it's about is the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes it challenging is when you're talking about, like, one game or even three or four games, just how small a sample that is and what other variables go in. 'Cause I, you know, you have teams like Philadelphia, the sort of a classic wide receiver one, wide receiver two, that's it. Kind of, they also have Barkley, makes that easier, but still, like, they were really good already. So it's not like this is the only way to fly. And the Bills made this move this year. It is working out very well. They look like the best team in the conference, if not the NFL. I mean, that's about as good as you can do. But it still, for me, will be about, in the playoffs, do they have one or two guys that you can trust, that they'll get open and they'll make the play and you'll be fine. And Shakir is really reliable, but you don't have touchdowns. You don't have the ceiling on a guy like that. The floor is high. The ceiling is pretty low. There you have Hollins, who makes the occasional play, leads them in touchdown receptions. What is that in the playoffs? Is that, like, you know, 4 for 30 and a score, like he kind of gives you? Mm-hmm. And then you have Cooper, 14 targets last week. You know, Cooper against the Rams had more air yards, meaning how far the ball traveled in the air on his plays, his targets, than any receiver in the league this year in any game. He's number one for the season, 247 or something like that from the Rams game. So that could be, you know, this is what, that was the idea with him.
Right. They were pushing it down the field to him on Sunday, so that makes sense. And then you've got Coleman mixed right in there, too. And so what does that all, you know, amount to? Yeah, I think that's fair. Like, I liked this idea, I think, more than you, but I didn't love it either. I mean, I all along thought they would go get a number one. I guess I love it. I love that they reacted to not having the guy and went and got Cooper. They realized, like, okay, you know, it might make you think they wanted to do something else in the spring and couldn't find their way to the right fit or whatever. And, you know, Brandon Ayuk never got traded or whatever it was. They tried on not having a guy of that caliber and realized we were missing something, and they went and did something about it. So good on them. And I like where they are because of Shakir. And we'll see about Coleman. I've been saying for weeks here, I mean, he's been out. I felt like that was starting to come there. Chemistry with Allen and just trust and all that kind of stuff. So I hope that the injury didn't completely derail that, if it was on track to begin with. I feel like it was. So I like where they're at, but I can't tell you. If they need guys to make plays anything near the caliber of the plays that got made on them last Sunday in L.A. by Nacua and Kupp, I mean, good luck. Now, that's a very high standard, but that's what an elite player can do for you. I mean, I trust that Allen can put the ball anywhere you want, just like Stafford can, but do I know that I've got guys that are going to, like, pull the act Nacua pulled on the Rams sideline on that one that I still can't believe his feet were in bounds on that play. I mean, that's elite. So, you know, if you need that, you might be in trouble. Like, hopefully you've got enough here in the collective, and Cooper at the front of it can make enough of a difference. You know, the game unfolded in such a way that they ended up with the 14 targets for Cooper in that game. I wonder if that wasn't like a little bit of a, let's see what happens if we do this.
A little bit, and they're also losing.
Right, that's what I meant. Game script sort of dictated that they were going to lean into it a little bit. But, you know, they also, I think it would make sense for them to find out what, you know, what happens to their offense if they feed him like that. And, I mean, they did have a tremendous day overall. And Cooper wasn't even the leading receiver in the game. Shakir was, as it turned out. So
In yards or catches?
Both, I think.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he had that long one and had the score. Well, the long one was the score. But yeah, I think Shakir. Oh, no, he might have had 5-4 whatever, and Cooper might have had 6.
6, I think, is right. Yeah. 6 on 14.
Yeah. So maybe not in receptions, but yards was Shakir.
Okay. Sal Capaccio joins us in 20 minutes. He'll be in studio with us. We will have Mike's fresh picks. Oh, the pressure. Thursday night football. Undefeated for the season on the prime games. Oh, I wish I'd not remembered that just now. No, I know who I like tonight. So we'll ride or die. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.